Did he do it on purpose? I'm Frank Motek, Fox News. Police are questioning the driver of an SUV who violently slammed into an Apple store outside of Boston today, killing one person and leaving more than a dozen injured.
Police and fire units converged on an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, after it's believed the SUV plowed through a plate glass window at high speed. Plymouth DA Tim Cruz says it could have been much more tragic with a store full of people.
It's Monday of a holiday week. I don't know exactly how many people were in there. I'm sure that we will find out once we have an opportunity to review all the documents and tapes.
Cruz says the driver is with police, adding tests and interviews will be done to see if a criminal case is warranted.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. A man suspected of opening fire at a nightclub in Colorado Springs over the weekend is now being held on murder and hate crime charges. The attack at the LGBTQ club left five people dead, and authorities now say 18 people were injured. 22-year-old Anderson Aldridge faces murder charges and five counts of committing a bias-motivated crime, in this case against the victim's actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. Police say the attack was stopped by a club patron who grabbed the gun away from Aldridge, hit him with it, and pinned him down until police arrived minutes later. New developments today in the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The company owes the creditors at least $3.1 billion, according to new court documents filed by FTX. And the Justice Department says it busted another massive cryptocurrency scam, this one based in Europe.
Federal prosecutors say two Estonian men defrauded thousands of investors out of $575 million in a fraud and money laundering scheme. The two Estonian citizens were arrested in their home country after a grand jury in Washington state returned an 18-count indictment.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Shaping up to be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week in the past 22 years, according to the experts at AAA. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says fingers are crossed that we will not see airline flight cancellations and delays like we saw during the busy summer travel season.
I would not say we're out of the woods yet, but I am cautiously optimistic about this week being off to a good start. And we're going to be watching this very closely as we go into the other peak holiday travel times that are coming in the next few weeks.
Secretary Buttigieg says airlines have taken steps to improve service by hiring more staff and not overbooking so many flights. It turns out in the first half of this year, flight cancellations spiked 11% above pre-pandemic levels, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware. With Thanksgiving approaching this week, Americans are kicking off the holiday season. Tonight, a holiday tradition continues in the Big Apple.
It's beginning to look a lot more festive in New York City, and adding to the holiday spirit is this evening's lighting of the All-American Christmas tree. It'll take place at Fox Square, just outside the Fox News headquarters in Manhattan. Fox News personalities are set to attend, along with carolers and members of the New York Police Department and the Fire Department of New York as well. You can see the lighting live on the Fox News channel at 5 o'clock Eastern. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And another national holiday tradition continued today at the White House when President Biden ceremoniously pardoned two turkeys named Chocolate and Chip just days before Thanksgiving.
Chocolate, you are pardoned. You are pardoned. You had to tell me that? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm serious. He said, I don't know, man. You didn't have to pardon me. I knew I was pardoned.
The two turkeys involved in the 75th National Turkey Pardon presentation came from Monroe, North Carolina, and they'll live out their lives at North Carolina State University. I'm Frank Motek, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.